right, we're back. 9:41. Sunshine, 56 degrees. Good morning and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the morning show. Tuesday Talk Around continues. Mandy Steinberger in Breckenridge Community and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, you always have these chats once a month because I got to know what you're up to over there.
Absolutely.
And by the looks of things, you're up to quite a bit.
Usually.
You got a full schedule here in October.
We do.
Who thinks of all this stuff? Do you come up with it, or do you have a whole staff of people that are feeding you ideas?
I've got my staff that's feeding me ideas, which is great. I come up with some, but a lot of it's, you know, the kids talking to the kids. What are their thoughts?
Yeah.
Just kind of what, you know, what just whims that, that come about. But yeah, I mean, like the movie day has been an ongoing, the pool tournaments, the kids just, they love those.
Right.
The ping pong tournament's the same. Game table challenge was kind of a, like more of a laid back.
Okay.
Idea that just came about. And, but yeah, I mean, my staff and the kids are really, honestly.
How was the month of September for you? Everybody getting back to school and showing up at the teen center. How did that go?
It was good. It was good. Our movie day was great as usual. The kids, you know, were pop in and remind me that, you know, they've grown over the season. You know, Bill, I'll get there at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Right? They'll come in the end of the year. And then I see them in the fall, and I'm like, the kids that were eye level to me.
Not so much anymore.
No, they're making me feel short there, Bill.
Growing like weeds, right. They say.
Right.
Well, so. And you get to see this. That's got to be kind of rewarding for you, too. You get to see these kids grow and mature.
Yes.
It's some of them anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, the growing, of course.
Maturity, you know, that's questionable.
Right.
Let's get to the month of October here because you have a ton of things going on. And that's what we're here to talk about. Everything from, fall into the teen center, early out movie day. I'm going to let you pick this up and just run with it because you got a lot of stuff here.
Sounds good. Well, of course, we have our after school program that we have from 3:15 to 5:30 during the school year for ages 10 and up. Of course, we welcome our under 10s, but they do need to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah, that would help.
Right. We are closed on Friday, October 21st for Minnesota break.
Okay.
So I want to remind people of that. But pool tournaments we have on Mondays, along with, of course, our Macho Nacho Monday.
I was
going to
say, you got nachos, too, so it isn't just pool. It's munchies.
No, it's pool and nachos.
You can't beat that.
No, and nachos are just $1.50 on Mondays.
Perfect.
So. First, second, and third place winners of our pool tournaments get a treat and their name on the winner's plaque for the week. So they have to come back and defend it.
I'll just go for the nachos and then watch you play pool.
I mean, I can't play pool because, you know, it's for the kids, but, you know, maybe I'll wallop them someday.
So you've never been able to sneak in a game of pool for yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
oh, absolutely.
Good.
Just not on pool tournament Monday.
Got it.
So, and then we've got, like I said, our game table challenge Tuesdays where you challenge a friend to any of the board games, table games, you know, any games, and then you get your treats. Those that win get their baked goods. Those that lose end up getting a little treat for participating, and
So you get something, irregardless,
correct.
Right?
Correct. It's just, you know, thanks for participating. But and then we've got ping pong tournament Thursdays, which we brought back now that we have that going. We're doing that every Thursday in October, except for the 27th, since we have our fall into the teen center that day.
Sure.
So we're going to be doing that on the 25th, Tuesday the 25th, instead of our game table challenge. We're going to be doing our ping pong tournament. And again, for second and third prize winners, get a treat and their name on the winner's plaque. So as I was talking about falling into the teen center, that gives me my segue into my fall into the teen center.
What is this about? I'm intrigued. This looks like it could be fun.
So on that day, it's going to be chill. We're going to have indoor games. We're going to have door prizes. We're going to have free cider and cookies. And we're going to have a coloring contest. We're bringing back the coloring contest because our kids love those. And a scavenger hunt. So, and we have an indoor and outdoor option depending on...
Depending on the weather,
right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, either way, the scavenger hunt is going to happen. But we just will know which one to pull from, whether it's the indoor or the outdoor.
Could I show up that day and pass for a teen? Be honest.
No, Bill. But you could show up there and watch it happen.
All right. It maybe help you out a little bit.
Right. All right. No, it's... And then, of course, it brings us to our early out movie day, which is on Wednesday, October 19th from 1:15 to 5:30. We'll have our door prizes, treats, and free popcorn. There's pizza, $2.75 a slice, or $6 for two slices and a soda or water.
Okay.
And yeah, our movie for that is The Incredibles. So
who picks the movies? Because you pick really good movies to show over there.
Usually we'll say, hey, here are the movie choices, and then the kids are like, yeah, let's do this one or let's do that one.
Right.
So
it's kind of a majority rule thing. Whatever they think they're going to like.
Yes. Yes, which usually goes over pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we want to welcome a couple of attendants. We have our new attendant, Samuel Nelson, and Thaddeus Steinberger, who is joining us again from last year.
And that would be your son.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, that's kind of, it's really exciting. Samuel Nelson is actually Mandy Nelson's son.
Okay.
So while we lost her.
So it works out well.
Yes.
They just kept it in the family.
They did.
That is fantastic.
Well, it is the family community center. Right?
That is true. That is true. And you do such a great job over there serving the community. You really do. You and your entire staff over
yes.
there.
Yes. Yes. They
take
we,
a bow
we
for
it.
That.
We love it.
Good.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
Again, we're available for rentals, whether it's your birthday parties, your family gatherings. We've got people on there. There's, I think, only one Saturday rental available left in October. But otherwise, yeah, people are doing birthday parties, family get-togethers. Honestly, just... I think there was a Super Bowl party there once.
Wow, so great to hear that people in the community making use of it.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, that's why you're there, right?
Yes, that is why we're there. We're there. We love to wear our many hats, and that's one of them is providing a facility that our community can go to enjoy their life and their families.
Right. Well, I don't want to play spoiler, but looking ahead, like into the holidays, do you have some neat things planned?
We do. We're going to be doing a tree lighting ceremony this year.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Is that new?
That, we had it, and then it took a hiatus on us over, I think it was 2020, 2021.
Oh, the COVID years, yeah.
And then, but then now we're bringing that back, and I will definitely... not to give spoilers, but we'll definitely be talking about that.
Okay, I can't wait.
Up.
Yeah,
so.
Just to see what you come up with, because, again, you've got pretty active imaginations over there at the community.
Well, that the city brought to me and said, you know, we would love to do a tree lighting ceremony. What would you like to do in the teen center while we have this going on outside?
Nice.
It's like, all right, well, we could do some stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's like Kathy down at the zoo, and I'll tell you, you seem to have a lot of friends in the community, too,
right.
Willing to step up and do right by you, too.
Well, they do. They do, because our community loves mm-hmm. their youth, and honestly, it makes my job a lot easier. It makes my job a joy to see the passion that our community has for their youth.
Well, and how great is it to have this resource over mm-hmm. there at Breckenridge doing the things that you do? It's wonderful.
Well, yeah, and I love the fact that, like, I've got Wahpeton students coming over,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's the Breckenridge Family Community Center, you know, we live in a community that's tight-knit and mm-hmm. where we utilize those resources. So.
So you're not just exclusive to Breckenridge kids, too. Anybody can show up
absolutely.
There and just have a good time.
It's a free after-school program for kids ages 10 and up to enjoy. Send some money with your kids to get some concessions.
Right.
Our most expensive combo meal is $5, so you know it's a great resource for our community, and I love that our community is seeing that. So.
All right, well, great work over there,
thank
Mandy
you,
Steinberger. Well, you come in next month, and we'll talk about things going on in November. Okay,
sounds.
We'll
great.
Do a little follow up on October.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, young lady. Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Community and Teen Center. We talk with Mandy once a month about everything going on over there, and believe me, that's plenty. It's 9:51. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network.